When you secure an employment visa, you get two privileges. On the one hand, you get the privilege to work for the sponsoring employer and the sponsoring employer alone. And on the other, you get the privilege to reside. Clearly, the privilege to reside exists because you need to be living in Hong Kong to be able to report to work each day. But when you cease working for your current employer, for whatever reason, including redundancy, your privilege to work ceases, but your privilege to reside continues until your current limit of stay expires or until the Immigration Department take it away from you, which they almost invariably never do. So essentially what this means is that if you're going to cease working for your employer on January the 18th, 2016, then your current limit of stay will hold good until November 2016. In that time, your privilege to reside empowers you to look for, interview for, and indeed accept an offer of new employment, although you're not permitted to uptake that new employment until you've successfully completed a change of sponsorship application, which, if it's a like-for-like application, you'd expect the Immigration Department to say yes. Normally they do, and it's not typically a problem. So that really deals with the question about you being able to remain in Hong Kong until your current limit of stay expires while you look for a new job. And yes, your employer will notify the Immigration Department about the change in your employment status. They normally do that within 30 days of the cessation of your current employment. So essentially, you're in good shape. No need to pack your bags. Hope you find a new role very quickly. And as I say, you're not allowed to uptake any new employment till you've been able to satisfy the Immigration Department that you should take up that new employment upon application to them. Okay, I hope you found that useful.